Poll, Iowa Republicans Act None Leads Democrats Cindy Axne. By Jacob Bliss on September 30, 2022. Republican State Senators Act None Leads Democrat Representative Cindy Axne. Yeah, according to a recent poll for Iowa's 3rd Congressional District. The poll from More Information Group released on Friday on behalf of the NRCC showed that Nunn leads Axne in the swing district by 2 points. 46% said they would vote for Nunn, while 44% said Axne, which is inside the poll's 5% margin. 10% said they were undecided. Nunn also led by 8 points between the independents, 46% to 38%. The generic congressional ballot in the district also showed that the likely general election voters preferred the GOP candidate with 44%, compared to the 41% who said they would vote for the generic Democrat. Additionally, President Joe Biden's job approval in the district is underwater, which could cause a problem for Axne, who has supported the president 100% of the time. His approval rating was at 43%, with a 56% disapproval. Among nonpartisans, Biden's approval rating is even worse at only 38% and a 59% disapproval. This includes 49% who strongly disapproved of the president. The polling memo said the bottom line of the poll showed that Axne's barrage of negative attacks on Zach Nunn are not working. Nunn has moved into the lead, and the political environment here spells good news for him and bad news for Axne. The poll was conducted from September 21 to 25. With a total of 400 interviews with likely 2022 general election voters in Iowa's 3rd congressional district. The polling saw a 5% margin of error and a 95% confidence level. "It's not surprising that Zach Nunn is leading Cindy Axne," said Mike Berg, an NRCC spokesman. "Axne skipped a major vote to vacation in France, broke a law meant to stop members of Congress from insider trading more than 40 times, and has backed the Biden-Pelosi agenda 100% of the time." One thing Berg was referring to was Axne giving a false official statement to the clerk of the House saying that she needed to vote by proxy due to the ongoing public health emergency while she was actually on a planned vacation in France. Axne, who eventually admitted she was on vacation, received an ethics complaint for the false statement. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.